now Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The strange story of a man who has lost all memory of the past and cannot remember even his own wife. Presented by the Colgate-Palmolive Company, makers of great new formula Fab. Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, and new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol. I brush my teeth once a day.
Once a day.
I brush my teeth twice a day.
Twice a day.
I brush my teeth three times a day.
Three times a day.
Whether you brush your teeth just once, twice, or three times a day, new Colgate Dental Cream gives the surest protection all day long. Yes, brushing for brushing, the surest protection ever offered by any toothpaste. Because only new Colgate's of all leading toothpaste contains patented Gardol. To stop unpleasing breath instantly, guard against tooth decay longer. Colgate's Gardol stops unpleasing breath instantly in 7 out of 10 cases that originate in the mouth. Fights tooth decay 12 hours or more. In fact, clinical tests showed the greatest reduction in tooth decay in toothpaste history.
Often as your dentist tells you. But remember, whether that's once, twice, or three times a day, new Colgate Dental Cream gives the surest protection all day long.
Brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream. It cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a guard your teeth.
Now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The story of a man who has lost all memory of his past, including the memory of his own wife. Belle Jones doesn't know how threatening the danger is to her from Phoebe Larkin, who claims that Lorenzo is her husband and the father of her child, and from Phoebe's secret partner in crime, Roger Caxton, who pretends to be a mining expert at the Canadian gold mine where Lorenzo works as a scientist. Belle's thoughts are never away from Lorenzo.
Those two criminals, Phoebe Larkin and Roger Caxton, are taking advantage of Lorenzo's loss of memory to blackmail him. Phoebe demands that Lorenzo give her a settlement of $50,000 for a fraudulent divorce. And I keep interfering because I must. If only I could prove what Roger Caxton and Phoebe are really up to, Lorenzo would know that I'm his wife. And the shock of learning the truth about Phoebe might even bring his memory back.
Belle Jones knows that Lorenzo is greatly disturbed with her for her never-ceasing efforts to prove that Phoebe is a vicious criminal. But lacking proof, he is unconvinced. And Lorenzo's thoughts are tortured.
Belle is so overwrought about Phoebe Larkin claiming to be my wife that she actually thinks Phoebe's friend, Roger Caxton, tried to give her poison in a glass of orange juice. I had the orange juice analyzed and proved to Belle there was absolutely no poison in it. But she still suspects both Phoebe and Caxton. How can Belle be so unreasonable? And how can I believe that she's really my wife, as she claims?
It's about 10:30 at night in the Canadian mansion of mine owner Basil Dunbar, for whom Lorenzo works. Belle Jones is in her room. A little while ago, she drank a glass of hot milk, into which Phoebe Larkin had cleverly managed to put a few drops of a very strange oriental drug. For Phoebe and Caxton planned to give Belle this drug as a prelude to murdering her. Now Belle is alone, and she's saying to herself,
"Oh. Oh, how strange I feel. After I drank the hot milk, I felt as if I'd go to sleep. But I haven't slept at all. I don't feel well. I don't feel like myself at all. Something seems to be happening to me. I'm going to talk and talk. I don't seem to know what I'm saying."
Right now, Lorenzo is in the library of the Dunbar mansion with his employer, Basil Dunbar, who says urgently,
"Lorenzo, I'm very much concerned about Belle."
"Mr. Dunbar, so am I."
"She's living through a devastating experience, Lorenzo, trying to convince you that you're the man she married."
"Mr. Dunbar, I've never asked Belle to make any sacrifices for me. I've never concealed the fact that I love Gail Maddox. I asked Gail to marry me after I lost my memory. And I want to marry her."
"But first you'll have to have a divorce from your wife. A divorce from the wife to whom you are legally married."
"But it must be Phoebe Larkin. She has a child to prove it. How could she dare ask me for money to support her and Gloria if she weren't my wife?"
"Nevertheless, we know that Belle accuses Phoebe of being a criminal who is trying to extort money from you. Phoebe wants a $50,000 divorce settlement from you, and Belle opposes it. She says Phoebe can't divorce you when she's not your wife.
Yes, there's always the chance that I'm the criminal, that I'm married to both Phoebe and Belle, that since my loss of memory, I've become a man who even steals money, makes counterfeit money.
Lorenzo, don't torture yourself with thoughts like that. Belle does not believe those things about you. Her faith in you never alters. That's why the tension is so severe on Belle.
I know. And I'm afraid she may have a nervous breakdown.
Yes, the signs of that are her continued suspicions of Phoebe, and even of my guest, Roger Caxton. Roger has suggested that I ask Belle to go back to New York.
That she go back to New York? Now, you mean?
Yes. Lorenzo, would you be glad if Belle left?
Mr. Dunbar, how can I answer that? I've got to know whether or not she's my wife. Now, Belle herself would never agree to go away unless I'd been convinced she was or wasn't my wife. Or unless my memory came back. Now, hours later, the Dunbar house is quiet, except for the two scheming criminals who stand in the hall not far from Belle's room. Phoebe Larkin and her secret partner, Roger Caxton, are watchfully waiting as Phoebe asks...
Roger, do you think Belle Jones will leave her room? How do you know the drug will have any effect?
Phoebe, even one drop of that oriental drug can have an extraordinary effect. And you gave Belle Jones several drops.
Maybe the drug has killed her.
No, that won't happen yet. We're going to get rid of Belle a little later by killing her and making it seem like an accident.
And after Belle is out of the way?
Then we'll really go after Lorenzo Jones. We'll get every dollar of Gail Maddox's fortune. You'll get it by demanding it through Lorenzo as a divorce settlement so he can marry Gail.
Roger, the thing is, though, Belle Jones could still outsmart us.
That's why I decided Belle had to be given some of the drug at once.
Roger, just what effect will it have?
You'll see, Phoebe. Have you got the steel letter opener?
Yes, right here in my hand.
Careful, it's as sharp as a knife.
Yes, and it looks like a dagger. I noticed it the first time I saw it on Lorenzo's desk in his study. Why did you tell me to get it?
Because we have use for it, Phoebe. Wait, listen. That's Belle Jones' door opening.
She's coming out of her room.
Yes. Phoebe, she's walking in her sleep.
Yes. She's walking so slowly. How ghostly she looks in that white robe.
Lorenzo? I must talk to Lorenzo. I must... find Lorenzo.
Phoebe, did you hear that?
Yes, Roger.
Oh, it's better than I'd hoped for. She's walking in her sleep towards Lorenzo's room.
Yes.
Lorenzo, I want to help you.
Phoebe, go up to her and give her the steel paper knife.
But she'll recognize me.
It doesn't matter. Belle won't remember anything that's happened when the effect of the drug wears off. Go up to her and put the paper knife in her hand.
All right. Belle?
Yes? Who are you?
Your best friend, Belle. Here's something for you. This long paper knife.
Oh. Yes, thank you. But I must see someone. Someone I love very much.
Oh, you do whatever you want, Belle. I won't keep you.
Lorenzo. I must find Lorenzo.
A few minutes later, Belle Jones enters Lorenzo's room, holding the dangerously sharp steel paper knife in her hand.
Lorenzo, I want to see you. Lorenzo. Lorenzo, wake up.
What is it?
Lorenzo, it's Belle. I must talk to you.
What's happened? Who is it? Why, Belle.
You must listen to me, Lorenzo. You must. I have to talk to you. I'm your wife. I can make you understand, darling.
Belle, what are you doing with that steel paper knife?
Oh, what...
Belle, what are you doing in here? It's the middle of the night. And why are you holding that sharp knife?
About Lorenzo Jones in just a moment.
There's more active dirt remover in Fab, Fab, Fab. Yes, there's more active dirt remover in great new Fab. Fab has more active dirt remover than any other leading product. Fab washes really white and clean.
The whitest, cleanest, clean.
Get F-A-B Fab.
That's an important idea to remember. Don't you agree, Warren Hull?
Yes, especially you gals with really big family washes. Because more active dirt remover is what you need. And no other kind of product gets clothes as clean and white as Fab. No other product gives you so much active dirt remover, plus two such fabulous whitening ingredients. You need no bluing or bleaching except for stubborn stains.
Fab, with more active dirt remover, washes clothes the whitest white and cleanest clean you've ever seen. Yet it's milder to hands than leading floating soaps.
So get Fab with more active dirt remover.
Fab washes really white and clean.
The whitest white and cleanest clean.
Get F-A-B Fab.
Fab gives you more active dirt remover than any other leading product.
Bell Jones, still under the influence of the strange oriental drug given to her by the two criminals, Phoebe Larkin and Roger Caxton, has come to her husband, Lorenzo Jones. But Bell is holding the sharp-edged paper knife that Phoebe put into her hand. What will Bell do next? Monday, we'll hear Lorenzo say.
Bell, what in the world does this mean? Why did you bring that sharp knife in here? Bell. Bell, what's happened to you?
What will be the deeply emotional and unexpected aftermath for both Bell and Lorenzo? This is Dick Dunham reminding you to listen Monday, same time, same station, to Lorenzo Jones.
Have you tried Palmolive lately? It's a new soap.
Palmolive, Palmolive.
It's a beauty soap, milder than floating soaps, milder than cold cream. Milder than beauty soaps, milder than floating soaps, milder than cold cream.
New Palmolive is mildest, better for complexion care.
Skin specialists say a mild soap means less irritation, more gentle cleansing, softer, smoother skin. And tests prove new Palmolive far milder than any other leading soap, even milder than leading cold creams. No other leading soap or cold cream gets skin thoroughly clean as gently as Palmolive. That's why new Palmolive is better for complexion care. Proper care with Palmolive brings softer, smoother skin. That schoolgirl complexion look.
Get new Palmolive soap. Proved mildest. Better for complexion care.
Palmolive. Proved mildest. Palmolive. Proved mildest.
Be sure to listen again Monday when the Colgate Palmolive Company, makers of new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol, great new formula Fab, and Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, brings you another chapter of Lorenzo Jones. And remember, other Colgate programs you'll enjoy Monday through Friday on NBC are Strike It Rich and the exciting quiz, The Phrase That Pays.